This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. A week from now, Christmas will be over. It'll be Boxing Day. Isn't that the day after Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like an English thing.
I thought they called Boxing Day the actual Christmas Day.
I thought it was the day after.
I don't know. All the stuff you don't want.
Is that what it is?
ship it to somebody that needs it. I don't know. I can tell you.
Yeah. Well.
I've heard the term used in Australia.
Oh, really? I thought it was just a Brit thing.
An English
thing.
But I've never.
There's a bunch of English people there.
I've never been there, so I don't. Yeah.
What's the definition of Boxing Day?
It says, is the holiday celebrated after Christmas Day?
Yeah.
It's a day where people would receive a box of gifts to thank them for all their work all year.
Are you kidding me?
That'd be nice.
Here's a box of gifts. Yeah. This has been a hell of a year.
Like a box of money.
This year, yeah. You know what? I'd like a box of money, too. Like, who doesn't want just a box of money? It'd be great. It reminds me of that surprise box that I ordered. Can't wait to get that.
No, talking about, no idea.
No.
A lot of people are texting in saying they did it. So that's fun.
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, that's fun because it's a mystery. I like something unexpected, even if it's all just crap in there.
Are you bringing it to work?
Well, I assume that I'm going to. Okay, let's go back. Apparently, there are so many unclaimed packages that maybe the post office and FedEx and DHL or whoever, maybe they sell them by the pound to these people who are now putting them in boxes. I guess they remove the address. Like, it's an undeliverable package, but it's a package. At least that's what it looks like in the pictures. And they take
it. Doesn't seem right, but.
It doesn't.
It's okay.
It seems like they should try harder to like either return it to where
right.
it, right? Or
mm-hmm.
find the person. But apparently there's so much, there's just bulk packages, you don't know what's in them. You buy a box of other boxes. So they've taken a box and stuffed it full of a bunch of unclaimed, undeliverable packages, and you buy it. I paid $80, and it doesn't give you a count. I don't know how many they'll put in there or how it will be, but there's like $200 boxes. There's all these. And every Friday at noon Eastern, so 9 o'clock our time, they restock these boxes, and they sold out. I set an alarm for 9 o'clock last Friday morning and I got one. And even after I got the one, I was like, let me get another one. No, they were all completely sold out again.
Well, I mean, it was hitting the news.
Yeah.
So
maybe it'll calm down.
Calm down,
right.
Hopefully this tomorrow.
Sure.
Maybe you've got a better chance.
Right. Well, anyway.
Also, lots of texts about Matt yesterday.
Oh my God.
Matt
was just so great.
He was great.
Yeah.
I am awesome.
He's a speak. Yeah, Matt.
Team. Oh, you met Nathanson.
I met Matt Nathanson.
He's pretty good, too.
Yeah, not to be Maddie and Matt. Totally different names. Yeah. But he was great. Lots of great feedback on him. And just like a good feeling. And I needed that yesterday. Like, you know, Some days you just need to be like, you know what, though? That was great. All the other stuff, F off.
I really appreciate that he's carved out this neat little spot for himself. Mm. He's not, I was trying to say this yesterday, but it just didn't work. He's not Taylor Swift. He can't retire right now. He probably works for a living, as yep. many of us do. But he also gets to make his art the way he wants. No one tells him what to do. He's doing gigs all the time.
Yep.
And he's raising a kid and lives in the city. So he's doing right. pretty good for himself. Definitely. I'm proud of him. That's not all. Not all artists don't get that luxury.
That is definitely true. In fact, most artists have to do their art for other people. And it's probably, you know, if you get to just have your own studio and paint whatever you want, all day, like just, you know, as an example, mm-hmm. yay you, the five people on earth who've ever,
right.
like most artists, they like have to do work for other people, or their job is, okay, use your art skills to design this thing for our company. Like, it's just got to be soul sucking for an artist. Even, you know, I was in a cover band for a long time, and one of my best
friends, Geneva,
and one of my best friends was in Wonder Bread 5 for a long time. And it's, you know, you are making music, which is what, you know, you were saying all along. I want to rock out. I want to sing. I want to play an instrument. I want to be in a band. And then when you're in a cover band, yeah, you're doing that, but it isn't your music and no one wants to hear your music. They well, just want to hear.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
I promise you they don't. It's not the same.
Right.
It's doing the thing you love, but for money and for other people's joy. You know, I was reading a story one time, and a guy who worked on, I want to say he got a job as like cello, the first cellist, the first chair, the first seat in The Lion King on Broadway. And so he goes in there and he's like, this is it. I've won. Like, this is amazing. It's a union job. It's great. I live in the city. I'm the first chair cell. Like, this is amazing. Cause they got an orchestra that plays or whatever play it was. And he was like, about 3 weeks in, I'm like, oh my God, I play the same songs in the same order at exactly the same time every single day, sometimes twice a day.
You made it, kid. You made it.
I feel like every day they add more rocks to the box on top of me. Like
You made it, kid. You're a paid musician.
And he was talking about how like they were, you know, he was the new guy in the orchestra. And because there are all these other people, and everyone was just like so bitter, had their little routines and the things that they would do, like their comfort items to get them through, you know, one more performance of this 2+ hour show. And I just thought, that just sounds soul sucking. You work your whole life. You're like the best. You're the best cellist. You just took the first chair. Now you're going to do now you're playing the same 2 hour set every single.
Hopefully you find other ways to express your artistic.
If you're not too exhausted.
I mean, I don't know. That is a tough one. But I would like to think that in moments of clarity, that person is able to say, I make a living playing music.
Yes. Most people don't. And getting back to your initial point, Matt Nathanson, he doesn't have to play the same 2.5 hour set every single day. And you're right. He's in a position where he's where he's at, and he's making it work for him. And
I mean, I couldn't even guess, but I have to get, like, he has to be doing pretty well. He lives in the city.
Yeah.
He's got a kid.
Yeah. And we don't know what his wife does. Maybe his wife, you know, is multimillionaire.
Maybe you could be right, but I'm just a real big fan of that guy.
Well,
I like him.
So fun. He's just, I think he was like the right guest to have at this time of year. Like it wasn't specifically Christmas, but it was like a little Christmas gift for us.
A lot of people are super pissed off, though, that you didn't sing for us with him. That was really it was hanging out there. It was going to happen.
You know,
it was almost right
who
there.
Are they you?
No, they're well, I mean, I am with the people who are upset that you guys didn't sing together.
You know, because we didn't.
You both love the Indigo Girls.
We do.
You have that.
Except for Closer to Fine.
You know what's so funny is I go to John yesterday. I'm like, yeah, so we're talking about, you know, all the Indigo Girls. I'm like, he's a huge Indigo Girls fan. And we're talking about what songs. And I go, and we're naming all these songs. And finally, Vinny just goes, well, what about Closer to Fine? Or whoever, maybe Maddie said it. And I was like, that one didn't even cross my mind. He goes, yeah, why would it? I'm like, I know, right? I'm like, that's the one the people who don't love the Indigo Girls like. But it is the hit song. It's like Hit Me With Your Best Shot. I could never hear that song again in my life and be perfectly happy. But I love Pat Benatar.
That's a hit song.
Right. Sometimes the hit is the one that like everybody knows and you're one of those people. I am. I'm a hipster doofus.
Don't play the hits.
I'll tell you something.
Just off track stuff.
He was naming songs. I'm like, I don't even know that song.
Yeah, you've got to pull out your collection on your flight to New York next time.
Yeah, I guess. But so I go to John. I'm like, listen.
I like the songs I like.
I don't need any more songs. So yesterday I go to John. I'm like, man, you know what would be fun is if that ever actually happened and we could do something like really small with a few listeners and have like a, and he's like, yeah, that'd be awesome. So Maddie, you're on the show.
I'm on it.
Oh, you're going to make a sing-along with Matt and you happen. Fun? Well, sure. I'll watch.
You're not going to sing along?
I don't sing.
Maybe you can do the dancing part.
I don't dance either.
God, you love dancing, though. I do not. I mean, you've got the moves like Jagger.
I do not. Mm. You're just saying words now.
I'm really not.
Just the words she likes.
Yeah. I only like the words I like. I don't want any new words.
I only like the songs.
Vinny and I'll be over in the corner and I'll be like, please don't look at me. Just sing, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I go to John. I'm like, oh, you named all these songs I didn't know. He goes, you don't know a lot of Indigo Girls songs. I'm like, oh, how dare you?
How can Sarah not know the song Kid Fears? Best Indigo song, Indigo Girl song ever. What is happening over there?
Yeah. Also, he was just saying words from songs. He wasn't like playing me the song. So maybe I did know because Kid Fears does sound familiar, but I don't know. I guess I'm just not a big fan. I only like the songs I like. But John and Matt, I have geeked out. I've seen them geek out together on various things. Matt did a thing with us one time. Vinny, was it the karaoke thing? Or was that?
I don't think he was part of karaoke, but I could be wrong.
Wasn't he like a judge on that? And we did a bunch of songs first.
I don't remember.
Well, he did. I've done some stuff with him and he's a
and
big.
And I was gone for a bunch of years. So yeah, it's possible stuff when I wasn't there.
Right. All right. Well, anyway, is everybody all ready for Christmas? Because, man, that is just bearing down upon us. It's barreling down at us.
I'm psyched on it.
Yeah.
Super happy. I mean, we've got 2 days of work. I mean, we're at one of them. Yes. So one day of work left. And then it's just all kids for me. I'm just going to go hang with my kids and do that thing.
Oh, that'll be great.
It'll be super fun. We're going to watch movies. Like, they've got it all figured out.
Do they?
We're going to get hot chocolate. And we're going to get, we're going to do a movie marathon.
Oh.
And last night, I know that it was possible for me to watch Survivor, but I'm brushing up on Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh.
As we will be going to see Sonic the Hedgehog 3. So I started rewatching one last night from the bed.
Oh,
and there was
not
a
with
point.
The kids.
No.
You were alone.
Yes.
Instead of watching Survivor, you watched Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Okay. You must really love that show.
Well, I'm going to go see Sonic 3. I wanted to brush up on 1 and 2.
Mm.
Why are you looking at me so funny?
It just feels like you don't need to brush up on that, but you know, it's.
I like the movies.
Clearly, obviously. I mean.
You've never seen Sonic?
No.
You'd love it.
And what's the teddy bear one you like?
It's Paddington.
Paddington. That's it.
Jesus Christ.
Is he a real
Sarah.
Bear or is he a stuffed bear?
It doesn't matter. You know what? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, one and all.
I did watch that Jack Black Dear Santa movie where he's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
The kid sends a letter to Santa, but he's dyslexic.
He spells it Satan.
Satan.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, it's funny. And then it's one of those movies where you feel like they didn't know how to end it and they just ended it in a way. And you're like, what? What?
Okay. Where did you see this? Okay. Is it streaming somewhere?
It's streaming on Paramount Plus.
Oh.
And I love Jack Black.
Yeah.
I wanted, you know, and I've been trying to watch a holiday
and
movies
Satan.
And
I mean,
try to get into some kind of Christmas spirit.
It's hit or miss for me.
Well, it is true. Sometimes he just banks it.
Like, Nacho Libre,
so
epic.
Good.
Epic.
I love that movie.
Great movie.
School of Rock.
School of Rock is good too.
But I didn't like that Tenacious D movie at all. And I love Tenacious D. I was like, this is dumb. The Pick of Destiny.
This movie was dumb. But again,
the kid seems cute.
It was entertaining until like, and then it's just like, who wrote this ending? Like it just didn't.
With all the people trying to make things happen in Hollywood, you would think that only the very best of the very best get made. And you know, so it is disappointing when you watch something. You're like, wow, somebody said yes to that and bankrolled it. And
sometimes it's the name they're able to get.
I guess.
And Post Malone's in it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What does he play?
Post Malone.
Oh, he just plays himself.
He doesn't have to put makeup on all those tattoos.
Yeah. I mean, there are some cute parts to the movie. I'm not saying it's a bad, terrible movie. It's just, if you've got a list of movies, maybe this one is the one you need to watch.
You know, maybe I'll get to, I have a couple of things. I have the worst and the best movies of Christmas, you know, so maybe I'll get to some of that today. We only have 2 days left before we go on vacation. No one wants to hear what the best Christmas movie is back, you know, when we come back in January.
Nope.
Yeah. All right, I'll try and squeeze some of that stuff
415
in.
Says, you guys should have done Galileo. I know that song.
You know, honestly, if he had, if he'd started playing it, we could have. But I think too that because we were just having the convo and he was like, I don't necessarily know all the chords for that or, you know, whatever. And I didn't want to put him on the spot. And I also didn't want to like steal his, you know, any part of his, people want to hear him sing.
Well, I think it would have been fun to hear both of you sing, but I do think that he pulled off the river.
Oh my God.
Out of nowhere.
And
he did. I closed my eyes and I pushed my headphones tight so I can hear what's happening. But I did look over before I closed my eyes and he was pulling up the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So he did not know that song and pulled it.
Right.
I told him when he came in that, you know, why we had started talking about him and everything. And as soon as he got in the studio, he started pulling it up.
Good.
Yeah, he didn't have all that.
Right. No, I mean, because I did think to myself, he said that he was pulling up the lyrics and stuff, but, you know, he had all the chords and everything. Like,
he pulled it.
He really did. That was so beautiful. If you haven't heard that, by the way, if you go to the Odyssey app or RadioAlice.com or wherever you get your podcast from, we podcasted that. It's yesterday's 8 o'clock hour. And I think it's in two parts, isn't it?
Yeah, there's two parts. It's all up.
And he did like three songs and he's hilarious and he is a fun hang.
He's one of those guys.
It feels like a hangout. It doesn't feel like, and now an interview with Matt Nathanson
The way guests should be.
Yeah, I agree. I am one of the things I'm looking forward to for 2025 is because it's just been, it's cold and yesterday was a pretty nice day, but it's been pretty miserable. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, that I'm super jealous that Vinny has the hot tub in his backyard. Like that actually seems like that's where I want to. So I want you to know that I'm getting a hot tub this coming year. I've already been to Creative Energy in San Rafael. Ding, ding, shame. Those guys they're like sent people right out, checked out the site. I'm like, I'm so super stoked for it. Like, could you just picture on a cold, that, you know, chilly day, you go out, getting your steaming hot tub.
I can picture me doing it. I don't picture you doing it.
Come on, you don't picture me doing it. I'm going to do it. It's going to be fun. I'll have a robe hanging up somewhere. Ooh, it's going to be super fun.
All right.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. See you right after.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.